just inside the doorway.
Welcome, my friends. Yes, the start of another fun-filled week and another edition of The Flip Side. It is Monday, January the 9th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. And we'll cover a lot of stuff in this hour. Starting off with action on Wall Street. Although Europe is in focus once again, it seems Wall Street is going to be waiting for a number of indications coming out later this week. The Fed's beige book on Wednesday, also the results from New Hampshire. What a joke that is. So the Dow has small gains to start the week off, up 25 points at 12,385. NASDAQ higher by 4.5 at 2,678. We'll have the rest of the numbers after this short commercial break.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
For this Monday, looks like the dollar slightly negative by 24 basis points. Dollar index at 81.03. In large part because a small bump in the euro based on the Angela Merkel-Sarkozy meeting this morning. They had a news conference, but because it was in German, nobody at CNBC could figure out what they said. Tensions are easing with the war with Iran. Oil off 25 cents at 101.30. Gold weaker by $8 at 1609. Still $109 above John Embry's floor at 1500. Silver stronger by 19 cents at 2904. Platinum higher by $20 at 1431. And palladium higher by $2 at 621. Mining index marginally higher by 87 basis points at 188.04. And yes, because I have far too much free time on my hands, I did sit through both presidential debates over the weekend. Uh, And it never ceases to amaze me, the really dumb questions the moderators of these debates always ask. Because leading up to the debates, the media is quick to tell you that these debates are meaningful because it allows people to get a better understanding of the candidates' positions on important issues. Well, George Stephanopoulos spent a good chunk of the time questioning Mitt Romney about a court case that happened 47 years ago and was a complete waste of time, in my opinion. And I don't think anybody was any the wiser at the conclusion of the Saturday night debate than they were on the Sunday morning debate. About the only thing of note that I paid attention to was Newt Gingrich was the first to mention Ronald Reagan. Rick Santorum was the first to mention Israel. And Ron Paul was the only one who mentioned the Constitution. I guess that pretty much sums up the presidential debates. I know I was assuming too much in thinking that one of the issues that the citizens would be interested in hearing about was the candidates' positions on the recently passed NDAA. Now, granted, that's an important issue for us in the alternative media, but it doesn't seem to be of much concern to the mainstream press in America about the new powers that the government now has that can detain American citizens without charge for an indefinite period of time. Now, if you thought that the NDAA was a nasty piece of legislation, wait till you hear about the latest bill that Congress and the Senate are considering. The House is considering H.R. 3166, and the Senate is now considering S.1698. It is also known as the Enemy Expatriation Act, and it is sponsored by Joe Lieberman and Charles Dent. Now, what this bill would do is it would give the U.S. government the power to strip Americans of their citizenship without being convicted of being hostile against the United States. In other words, you can be stripped of your nationality for engaging in or purposefully and materially supporting hostilities against the United States. Legally, the term hostilities means any conflict subject to the laws of war, but considering the fact that the war on terror is a little ambiguous and encompassing, any action could be labeled as supporting terrorism. Since the Occupy movement began, conservatives have been trying to paint the protesters as terrorists. This new law would change a part of U.S. Code 1481 . The new section in this bill makes no reference to being convicted . But this is another piece of legislation sponsored by the leading Zionist in the U.S. Senate, Joe Lieberman. Obviously, my first question is, if they strip an American of his citizenship, where are they going to deport him to? If you're an American, born and bred, and then some interpretation by Joe Lieberman is going to strip you of your citizenship, where do you end up? Israel? It's no wonder that Joe Lieberman isn't going to be running for re-election. And it's most probably the reason why he is promoting this insidious piece of legislation. On my website today, posted a number of articles dealing with the Friends of Israel. Here's something a lot of people may not know. The man that's given financial backing to Newt Gingrich to the tune of some $5 million, is well known and very, very influential within the Zionist circles. Anyway, we'll have that for you when we return after this.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Back to the flip side, and now we know why Newt Gingrich made that ridiculous statement that the Palestinians are an invented people, because obviously that's what Sheldon and Adelson told him to say. And Sheldon is a billionaire casino mogul. He's one of the richest men in the country. And for all practical purposes, his funds are unlimited. So giving Gingrich $5 million or $10 million would be easy for him. He's in the habit of giving lots of money, political money, issue money, and lots of money to Jewish causes and causes that are tied to the Israeli right. And so that helps explain a little bit of Gingrich's motives. You can find that story posted on my website today. It's entitled Newt's Friends Anti-Up. There's also an interesting article by Scott Lazarowitz talking about how media pundits and talk radio hosts have been bending over backwards to label Willard Mitt Romney a conservative, as they have been desperately trying to fit their ideal of a conservative into Romney. It's like fitting a piece of a puzzle that will never fit. And as Scott points out, this is truly Orwellian. Trying to call a far-left socialist a conservative, they might as well call Barack Obama a conservative. We also have an article exposing the smear campaign against Ron Paul and who's responsible for it. It's a feature piece on a guy by the name of Eric Dondero. Used to work for Ron Paul many years ago, and probably the guy responsible for writing some of those newsletters we hear about. Now, although Ron Paul made a brief mention of his opposition to the Patriot Act and the NDAA, this was not an avenue explored in the debates. Couple of interesting articles about Ron Paul on my webpage, one coming from the Haaretz newspaper in Israel, Bradley Burston, saying, thank God for Ron Paul. And that old curmudgeon, the expatriate from America, Fred Reed, living somewhere in Mexico, has some advice to a generic candidate. You will also find information about that enemy expatriation act. Can't miss it because I have the ugly mug of Joe Lieberman up there. And he sits atop another lunatic Zionist, Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz is doing his best now to try and convince people that those of us that are anti-Zionists believe Jews bombed the Oklahoma City Federal Building. And I guess this is good news. Well, the good news is going to have to wait until after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. And I am always telling people that Extendivite can extend your life.
Well, remember Russ and how his future was uncertain after his heart attack? We can now go to 1 year on Extendivite for Russ, and this is what he is saying now.
My name is Russ, and I want to update you on how Extendivite has been working for me. It has been 1 year now, and my doctor is amazed. He has never seen anyone get better after the heart attack I had. He could find nothing wrong with me and has reduced my medications. I feel like I have a new lease on life and would recommend Extendivite to everyone.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
To the flip side, so pray tell, Robbie, what's the good news, considering everything you do is pretty much doom and gloom? Well, according to the folks over at Salon, it looks like the media consensus on Israel is slowly starting to collapse. Now, as you know, Salon tends to be left of center. But there's a follow-up article from the folks at antiwar.com entitled The World for Israel, where they report about an event that took place early December at the National Press Club in downtown Washington. And it seems as though the fervent media support for the state of Israel is waning. But never fear, because the CFR is out with a position paper entitled Time to Attack Iran. And as Gilad Atzman writes from London, this is just another Israeli war on the way. As he talks about learning about Britain sending its best warships to the Gulf. The funny thing about Britain is they identify the Jewish lobby over there as the Zionist lobby. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Jerry in Indiana. Hey, Jerry.
Boy, this I love this topic, and I've been trying to find time to give you a call, but it isn't quite germane to the topic. And I just got to ask you something real quick, and then I'll be on.
Sure.
I've really been following Golden Star Resources.
Yes.
This is one of your hot dog stocks.
Well, it's a cheapo.
Yeah. But I'm just wondering if it declined to $1.73 as we're speaking.
Right.
And, it's had a span of about a penny today. And I think it's a good buy, but I'm concerned about the fact that they've got one of their operations in Ghana.
Yeah.
And then something else in Brazil. Are you aware of all that stuff? Are you on top of this stock?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, one of the pitfalls with dealing with, and don't get me wrong when I use this term, one of the pitfalls when you deal with penny stocks, pretty much any stock that's under $5 is technically called a penny stock.
Oh, sure.
And the only reason that I like the penny stocks or the ones that, you know, trade for $1 or $2 here and there is the probability that they would be targets for a takeover.
Right.
And as I'm sure you are aware, there are a lot of your big miners that are obviously facing a situation where their mining properties have a shelf life. And so the only way that they can obviously continue to grow is look for those small miners that have good properties but just do not have the resources or the infrastructure to pull the stuff out of the ground.
I'm with you.
You know, I don't know if you, it's one of my favorite reality TV shows. It's called Gold Rush.
I had never heard of that one.
I believe it's on the History Channel. It's on every week, and it's a story about five guys who go up to the Klondike in search of the American dream of finding gold. And it's a real interesting story. I mean, you have these five guys. They sunk everything they owned into finding gold up in the Klondikes. And the show deals with a couple of real gritty gold miners. and the trials and tribulations that they go through on a daily basis, trying to find gold. And so the point of telling you this is finding gold is one thing. Getting it out of the ground is something else completely different. So it's the reason why, you know, I have a tendency to look at these smaller mines with good properties, but just don't have the ability to extract what they have, and subject obviously to takeover from the bigger guys. But one thing, you know, and I give this advice to everybody, don't invest money in miners that you can't afford to lose, because it is, without question, a crapshoot.
Well, there's no question about it, but, you know, if you're lucky enough to grab a hold of something that shows good drilling results
Sure. I mean, that was the case with me with Hecla. You know, I remember when Hecla was down under $2. And I remember asking Bob Chapman about Hecla. And I go, hey, Bob, what do you think about Hecla? It's $2. And he goes, oh, that's a worthless mine. You know, don't worry about it. Well, as soon as he said that, I decided to pick up a chunk of Hecla. And I rode it from $2 all the way up to $11.
Well, that's a mine, though, that was established in 1891.
Yeah, it's the oldest mine in America.
Around all this time, and man, that sucker's climbed up to about $5 or $6 right now. About $5.50, $5.65, I think that's what it is.
Yep.
I think that was good thinking on your part.
Well, you know, every now and again, even a blind dog finds a bone there, Jerry.
Yeah. You know, just to digress for just a minute. Okay, I'm going to buy. I think I'm going to buy just a little bit more of it. But I like to fish. You know, I like to fish in Canada and the northern part of our own country for walleye and anything else I can get my hands on. But I know that when we go up there, there's days when it's a crappy day to be out on the water.
Yes.
I always take a pan with me, you know, and sometimes I find placer gold.
Yeah.
And, it really gets you the fever, you know what?
Well, then I think you should check your TV guide and look for it. It's called Gold Rush. It's a weekly show, and it's just a really interesting show about the life of, you know, small-time guys who are looking to strike it rich.
Well, I'll certainly do that, Robbie. There's one other thing I was going to share with you. There's I think a relatively new series out on DVD called Deadwood. It has 12 hours of viewing, 12 episodes, and I think 6 discs. But it takes place in 1876 in the Black Hills of South Dakota, 2 weeks after Custer's last stand.
Right.
The language is really very, 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 very rough. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, words are just words, and it's about the best accurate vision of what a gold mining camp and activity has been, and it's called Deadwood.
Okay, I'll take a look at it. Thanks, Jerry.
Recommend you look into that. It's really deep.
All right, my friend. Thanks, brother.
Yeah, well, let's keep our fingers crossed on Gold Star Resources. Are you still holding it?
Oh, yeah, I'm still got it.
Oh, that's good. Well, maybe maybe 2012 will be the year with the silver lining for that.
There you go, my friend. Thanks, Jerry.
Certainly doesn't sound like it's going to be that well for our country.
We've got a few problems. Anyway, got to move along here, Jerry.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Gail in Florida. Hi, Gail.
Robbie?
Yes, my dear?
Hey, I talked to you a while back about certificates and getting those from the major brokerage house.
Right.
And I've run into a glitch. They sent the certificates to a third-party agent, and the agent sent me a letter saying, we're sending you this piece of paper in lieu of the certificates because this is a much safer way to keep your certificates. And I contacted them, and they said I had to write a letter in order for them to send me the certificates.
Yeah, because when you have a stock certificate in your hand, it's, it's like having money.
Yeah.
In other words, anybody can, if they get a hold of them, can just simply sign the back of the certificate and cash them in, which is the reason, you know, they say that it's best that you let them keep your certificates in case you get robbed or something like that.
Oh, so this is something that I should have allowed?
Well, no, you can demand your certificates, but what it sounds like is he wants you to send a letter to him and basically getting him off the hook from the liability.
Okay. Now, that's the status of two of my shares. The other two are still sitting at the brokerage house, and I've requested that they be sent out several times. How much time should I give these people to respond?
I wouldn't. 7 to 10 business days should be ample time for them to take care of it.
Now, that's not happening.
Well, then get on the phone and light a fire under their butt.
Well, I've done that too, and I checked again today, and they're still sitting there. So, what do you think I should do next?
The squeaky wheel always gets the oil. So, just continue to call them and ask them for certificates.
Okay.
Okay, Gail.
Okay, Robbie.
All right, my dear.
Thank you.
Let's go to James in L.A. Hey, James.
Hello, Robbie.
Yes, sir.
You were saying that media is not so much in love with Israel, or it's trending in that direction.
Yeah.
Earlier you had mentioned that, which is astonishing considering the Jewish grip on the media, and yet Israel is such an evil, warmongering country. The truth just finds its way to the surface somehow. And along that line, my son is a student at the University of Chicago, freshman, poli-sci major. He's not on the left. He's on the far right, like myself and my wife. But he tells me that the mood on that particular campus is very anti-Israel. The local Hillel Jewish, every college in America has a Hillel, which is a Jewish social group. Should I wait till the other side?
Yeah, hang on there, brother. We've got one more break to deal with, and we'll be back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Monday, and we're speaking with James in L.A. James, yeah, just so you know, the reason why Salon wrote this piece entitled "The Media Consensus on Israel is Collapsing" is they're referring to an article that Thomas Friedman of the New York Times wrote last week, where he said American leaders were betraying the country by outsourcing their foreign policy to Israel, and he mentioned the standing ovation given to the Israel Prime Minister by the U.S. Congress, which was, as he said, done by folks who were bought and paid for by the Israeli lobby. Well, needless to say, even though he's Bill Clinton's favorite pundit and a multiple Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, he was subjected to calls of him being anti-Semitic and he, in fact, hated Israel. So, yeah, the wheels are coming off.
Oh, Thomas Friedman, the world is flat as he lives in his Upper East Side
Yeah, but he's not the only noted columnist at the New York Times. Also, Roger Cohen has been saying things that, you know, the rabid Zionists would call anti-Semitic. So, you know, now you've got these two noted liberal communists questioning, you know, Israel. It seems as though something is afoot. Anyway, I strongly recommend you read the article that you can find on my website. There's a number of them, actually. That's not the only one.
I will check that out. But back to my son, and in his words, he says it's very says uncool to support Israel. It's very fashionable to support the Palestinians. And then I said to him, I said, it sounds like on college campuses all across America, Israel is the new, you know, South Africa, if you will. It's the
absolutely. That's
the new,
what.
Frankly, I don't even think half these students have even the faintest idea on the intricacies and the history and all the different wars, you know, going back to 48, 47, and even earlier.
There's student movements across the country that are calling, just like they did during the apartheid years, calling for, you know, the university to stop investing in Israel. And as you can appreciate, this is causing the Zionists severe consternation.
Yes.
Anyway, I appreciate the call, my friend.
Thank you, Robbie.
Well, my friends, that hour went by real fast, but stay tuned, Vincent, and Prepare USA is coming up at the top of the hour, and we'll do this again tomorrow. So, Bill.